Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind.
The best tea in the city.
Good morning. You well? I'm fabulous. You know what? It's going to be difficult to leave last week behind us. I mean, at funerals, weddings, in fact, what did Triple M, Manyalo, Mafu, Mikit, Afrophobia and femicide were the after tears discussions, so to speak. Even yesterday, we faced the sunset with uncertainty after the flare-up in the Joburg CBD. We are swamped, guys, with negative news. With that said, I'm pretty sure you'll understand why I say we need a reason to smile. Any reason. At this point, any reason. The easiest way we can find this reason is to share good news with each other. Bona mone, I don't care how boring you think it is. You just never know. It might be the very thing we need. Because why? Sharing positive good news is important now more than ever. So please, what happened in your world that made you smile? I want to know about it. I really do. Because here's one thing that we forget, and this is human behavior, by the way. The good and the bad are two sides of the same coin. It's just that when the bad comes, it outweighs the good, right? But it's the same coin. With all that is happening, there is some good news. Come on. There has to be. Something, even though may not be related to femicide, may not be related to Afrophobia, it's happening. And should we not share it, we will lose it. And I'm glad that even research supports what I'm trying to do today. The Society for Personality and Social Psychology Convention did establish back in 2017 that when we share good news, it's not only good for you, but for everyone. It's like spreading hugs. Yeah? Good news can literally be anything. Could be anything. It could be a new desk. You know how you've been in that office and all you've been asking for is a new desk? Because the one you've been using, is been withering like the Weet-Bix. It could be your child saying the dumbest thing. It may not be the smartest thing, but they said it, and listen, it gave you the biggest chuckle ever. What about the pleasure of walking again after you sprained your ankle, Mapaseka? Or finally buying yourself that expensive shoe? Do you know how much it takes for you to save that money and finally say, I'm not going to buy anything, but I'm going for that shoe? And you finally buy it. You put it on. You walk for it. You walk on it. You dress up. And soon you'll pincha. But you're like, you know what? I don't care. I bought it. That's all it counts. And that has put a smile on your face. We need a reason to smile. Today, you are going to make me smile. And we're going to infect everybody with it. Okay? What good news can you share? I need it. We need it. What put a smile on your face today? Hashtag a reason to smile as we sip the best tea in the city. Now, Tizeto says, a reason to smile tea. I bought my 17-month-old child sunglasses because she always wants mine. And this morning she rocked them because I had mine on. Oh, toch, watching her, keeping her cool. Priceless. Thank you. I hope you took a picture. This is, I hope you did. Because even just that story, I could see her. You know what I mean? Hey, we need a reason to smile. Think about it. With the increased tensions in our world today, it's almost impossible to ignore the negative news circulating in the media and socials. So a dose of positive news is something we desperately need. We definitely need it. You know what it's called? It's called secondhand positivity. Yes. Remember, on this planet, there's titles for everything. Secondhand positivity. It was pre-owned. Now it's being shared with you. Okay, thank you. So, share. Please share. Something made you smile. Or something is making you smile. Can you turn this dull place into a happier place? We beg you. Hashtag a reason to smile. Here are the 3 teaspoons on how to get that smile. All right? How to get that smile.
3 teaspoons.
Number one, filter social media. I wouldn't say get off social media. I'll say filter social media. Because the first thing you do in the morning is you check your socials, right? This may be harming to your overall well-being, especially now. Because if you're not being asked to retweet a missing person's picture, then it's clips from xenophobic attacks in the CBD. It gets too much to you, right? But if you choose what you give attention to, this may help you see the funny in a dire situation. I'm going to share, and please don't be too sensitive on me right now. Okay? Thank you. I'm just saying, that's my disclaimer. Don't be too sensitive on me right now. Because there's context. I saw this meme. Talk about social media. It says, with all sensitivity and due respect, please listen and take it in context. It says, Nelson Mandela passed on at 95. Robert Mugabe passed on at 95. The Archbishop is 94. Should I tell him or uzozwangama him him? This is what I'm talking about when I say, listen, we are in a cloud, but somebody will find the funny. You choose how to see it. Two, how to get that smile? Visit the office clown, especially if you're in the office. Every office has one. Make a stop by your funniest co-worker's desk when you need your spirits lifted. Look, a 2-3 minutes of conversation can make all the difference. You're guaranteed a comical laugh anytime you visit a person. If your office doesn't have one, I urge you to go to Kaya TV. Skumba. That's all I'm going to say. The last teaspoon and the 3 teaspoons on how to get that smile. You do it. Just smile. It's the simplest thing you can ever do. If there ever was a day where you need to pause and look at an old picture, it's today. This may be one from your kids or actually of yourself. Pay attention to the pose. The clothes you were wearing. Bombasheni. And think about how far you've come. If that doesn't give you a chuckle, then you need to find another picture until you start cracking up all by yourself. I must say, from your world, 2 things made me smile. Let me start with JJ, especially when you were doing the traffic just after the news at 7. Here's a guy driving in front of me, and he is on the fast lane, right? Mm-hmm. But obviously, his traffic is jam-packed. Mm-hmm. But he's left like 2 car spaces just in front of him. And I could have easily gotten irritated by that because, I mean, what is that space for? Come on, you know? And I was like, Mara uchakhile bhuti. Because you can see in front of you. Yeah. It's not like, even if you close that space, you're going to be any point ahead. But I immediately, instead of pointing a finger at myself, I redirected this frustration back at him. Mm. I was like, this guy is trying to postpone getting to work. If there's one guy right now trying to prolong going to the office, it's this guy right here. Yeah. And when I went past him, I looked at him and I said, Oksalai.
Uzofiga.
In terms of hard news and current affairs, looking at Afrophobia and femicide, but more especially Afrophobia, the reason I'm smiling is that Thabo Mbeki is still alive, guys. Oh, that
does
man.
Does that make you that happy?
Oh, see? That man. When he broke down Afrophobia.
Yes.
Please, man.
That.
Please. I was like, Tumamina.
Yeah.
There's your advisor.
Mm.
No.
Shalan Pansi.
Stop trying to please everybody. Just go to that advisor and sit with him and says, listen, clearly, I don't have the time to read between the lines.
Yes.
Angpemis. Ngkhaburise, man. Ngkhaburise. Ah, no, guys, Thabo Mbeki is alive, guys. The fact that he's alive, that man. I'm sorry. I'm taking over your space, but damn it, man.
I think we're done.
Ofedit. When a pelaus a smile as you want to say.
I've heard.
Who happy? Wait, who are fofa?
Guys.
Who are fofa?
What is the objective of the filtrum? That's the question today.
I don't know.
Is this going anywhere?
Do you know what the filtrum is, JJ?
Just, I'll let you elaborate more. So
that fororo. I don't know. What is fororo in English?
Fororo.
That fororo under your nose. That thing there. It's called the filtrum. Guys, what if we were designed not to even use a tissue paper? I'm just asking. If that was part of the grand organized design, what if?
I have no answer for you. And I've been telling you this even before the news. Like, I can't understand the horror. I don't know what you want me to say.
What if that's one organ or space on our body that we are really underutilizing?
Yeah. But you see, as you're thinking, you're touching it. So maybe, perhaps, that is what it's there for. Have you noticed how your finger fits perfectly into that space?
So no matter which thinking.
Finger. Yeah, it's like a thinking.
Or maybe that's why they call it the love charm. You know
perhaps.
That?
Perhaps.
Love charm. Oh, I have so many stories to share. Come on, share yours. What's your problem?
Now you've left me speechless.
Not the only story I have, actually. It's so weird. Yesterday, the funniest thing happened to me. I came back from work the entire weekend, and I was seeing my son for the first time since the weekend started.
Mm.
And I was like, please show me. He had a school thing to go to on Saturday that I couldn't attend.
Yeah.
I was like, show me what you guys were doing at school. I'm not really paying attention. And then he says to me, it's okay if you can't come to my things, Mama. I know that you work very, very hard.
Wow.
And that was it.
Yeah.
That was it.
No, he gets it.
Yeah, I put everything down and I went and I watched Tom and Jerry with my son for the remainder of the evening.
That's it.
Yeah.
Done. You see how simple that is?
Yeah.
And chances are you are not even willing to share this story today because you felt like, I was in Yabora. I'm always talking about my baby.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
But right there.
That was it.
JJ, come on.
I don't want to go baby route.
No.
You know, I always have a lot to say. For the first time, I can't remember you started off with the topics and you left me speechless. Oh, my word. No, with me, it's my child as well, you know. So I usually run out of the house and they tell me, no, don't do that. Just for her not to cry for me. So I always just,
I'm dodge
when I go to work. So for the first time I was trying to tiptoe and she wakes up and she's like, mama's going to work, ne? I'm like, she understood.
There you go. She gets
I didn't
it.
Have to run away.
She gets it.
There
you go. We're talking about that in the world that we live in today. The things that are happening in and around us today, there's just so much that is depressing that we hardly spend time to even take in the good stuff. And the good stuff may not be so big, yet it makes you smile. And because smile is so underrated, we don't pause and say, well, whoa. We don't even ask people anymore, what are you smiling about? Come on, share, please. It may not, the context may be odd, it may not mean anything to you, but who knows, it might rub off on you. Eh? Sharing good news is also good, not only for you, but for those around you. Hence they call it secondhand positivity. That's exactly what we wanted to do. Let's infect the city today with some smiles, some positive energy. I'll show you a simple thing that really makes me smile in so many ways. And I'll share them even during last day. Please call in. Simpiwe Kumal Mdung shares a video of a woman in church, Umzayun, singing. And I remember watching it and I was like, it's one of those videos. And then I tapped to hear the sound on my phone. Oh my word. It's only 30 seconds long. I shared it and I went to his post and I said, Simpiwe, you have to load the full version of this video because this is beyond powerful. It is soul-stirring, yet empowering, yet you can't help but smile. It's moving. And that's me. It may not And right now, because of what you're doing and what you're busy with, and maybe even the kind of day you're having, you're like, ah, T, please stop with that stuff. Just play music. I know. But I want you to go there. In whatever it is, share it, please. Whether we're laughing about it, whether it's a joke that just made you check, I don't care. Whether we laugh or not, the bottom line is it made your day. Now, this made my day. Wait. I have to take you back. Because what you need to hear is how she belts those high notes. She's not leading the song in any other way, but she's just humming with high notes. I don't know what is that called. Ask Mungilo Kuma, please don't. She might call and say, T, harmonization, this is called what? Okay? Don't kill me yet. Listen. I know, Shem. Guys, smiles are everywhere. That is, if you are able to see them. Call me. Something has put a smile on your face. Share it.
Take the last sip. Call 086-00-00-959.
Call in 086-00-00-959. Hi, Mara. Guys. It's kukun orobola ilawa yana. Pilar issue. Spato Kwandi tweets, I've never met a short man with good vibes. They bite your knees whenever they are losing an argument. Why did you share that with me though? I love it. Kabet, good morning.
Good morning, Bertie.
You listen. Are you smiling?
I am smiling.
Tell me why.
I've got a boy who is now 9 years.
Yeah.
And apparently he came running to me yesterday after he took a bath to say he's on a pubic stage. Mommy, look at under my armpits. I've got a hair. And that didn't make me to be happy to say he is opening up to mommy.
Oh, good.
To such an extent.
Yeah.
I was so happy, Grati, to say, which means we're having a bond.
That's good.
So, which means one day when he's facing challenges out there,
he'll be able to come to you.
Yes, and he's a boy.
That's it.
Hey, I was so happy, Grati.
It's a simple thing, and we think, come on, that's natural. But as you explained it, it's so fulfilling to know that you are the go-to person for him, right?
Yes. And I was asking the boy guys at work. They were like, no, you've got it.
Well done.
You've got it. That boy trusting you.
Yeah.
I was so happy, Bertie.
Listen, enjoy it. And I'm glad you are asking your colleagues about it because you are spreading the smile in actual fact.
Yeah, I did.
There you go. Thanks for the call. Mawatu, hi.
Prati, how are you?
I am good, Mabatu.
I'm all right, thank you.
Yeah.
Prati, with me, it has to be my daughter.
Okay.
Last week, she was eliminated from the spelling bee competition. She was already on a provincial level. I've never seen my daughter so torn ever in my life.
Yo.
So, remember, it happened on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
Wednesday, she had to go to school. And I called her in the morning and just checking up on her. And she said to me, Mama, I don't know how to deal with this loss. Yo.
Yeah.
I'm talking about a grade 6 year.
Yes. How old is she?
She's 12.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about a child who's always, she's always a winner. So this just torn her, like we tried everything, tried speaking to her, but nothing seems to work. But over the weekend, guess what? I checked up on her and I asked him, Chiro, how are you doing? She said to me, Mama, get up.
Oh, yeah.
Mama, get up. I'm preparing for my exams. Get up. And I'm like, what's up? And I'm like, yeah. She was like, yeah, Mama, get up. it's done, I get, we're moving on, I get. And yeah. I'm like, yeah, we're moving on. I'm like, yeah. She said, Mama, I'm fine, Keshap.
And isn't that amazing that that short statement, Keshap, and not only you, that, you also felt that it was real.
It was genuine. Keshap. Even this morning when I called, she said, Mama, Keshap.
So in other words, she has accepted loss, and she has also accepted the lessons that come from that very loss.
Yes, and I think it's from the support that she got from school as well. Wonderful. And everyone around her. Because they kept on telling her that, you know what, nobody or few people has reached the provincial level. Yeah. You're still our champ, regardless. Yeah.
And that is making you smile, right?
You have no idea.
And as I'm saying, is that with all of this, unless we take time to pause and celebrate that little moment, the world will be nothing but doom.
True that, Bratty. True that.
Thank you so much for sharing that. Hey.
Thank you.
Zali! Hey, Zali.
Yebo!
Njanput.
Njapila, my hero, how are you?
I'm here.
Number one. So, 16th of June, 2019. I get involved in a car accident on my way from fetching my daughter's books.
Ish.
And I get hit by a car, two cars that were racing on oncoming traffic, just next to GOG Lifestyle.
Yeah.
My car spins out of control, it rolls, and I find myself in hospital, in ICU 9 days, broken shoulder, or in fact, shattered shoulder, because they had to do a shoulder replacement. ICU 9 days, hospital 3 weeks in total. And now I'm in depressed mode, you know?
Yes.
My life will never be the same. I will never have full usage of my left arm. What have I done wrong? Why God? Why me? And all of that. And, you know, some special friends of mine keep reminding me, and my wife, of course, that look at what you have to live for versus what you've endured as a challenge and comparison. And that reminded me, you know, people keep calling me to panicasiliakdinga, so you can't give up now. You can't be depressed.
Oh, yeah.
And I take it with a pinch of salt to go out. Why can people say to me, kasiliakdinga, whereas I'm in the state?
Yes.
And I come back and I pull myself together. You know, my wife gives me the best advice. And I get back, 3 weeks into coming back, trying to recover now after three operations.
Yes.
I get three more clients. I now have to employ 8 more people in the company.
Wow.
And for me, it's not a reason to smile alone, but it's a reason of saying, I got a call saying, ikasiliyakudinga ene ngabuye ngavusikasa. That is a reason for me to smile.
You know what's my reason to smile?
Yes, sir.
Talking to you. Nkhuluma no Robocop. Robocop! Uhamba nge shoulder elisha mfana kithi pheka.
Boy. Petty shoulder edge, and a magnet.
Chesa! Tata Robo! You are the shoulder to cry on, Mganom.
Bona, I try.
Thank you,
I try, bro. I look up to people like you, and because of people like you, there are people like me.
All I'm out.
Thank you.
Chop, chop. Gail!
Hello!
How are you, Gail?
How are you? How are you, Mr. Mukule?
Listen, make me smile. That's all I care about.
Wena, can I just make you smile?
Yes.
You know what happened, Izol? Actually, my daughter did this to me. I bought her my toys, like brand new toys last week in Dojiro, Dojo, and I'm stealing them. So yesterday, she's playing. And then, I don't know, out of nowhere, like nowhere, I'm telling her, with her, Kelly, please just pick up your toys. Did she not act? Was Lashela Zonke on the floor?
It turned from.
Yo, when it's full, and I mean, I was being studied, and I was going to say something that I didn't know. So I actually got angry, but then I just, instead of putting living in churches, then I moved away from her name.
Yeah.
So, and then this last night, they were doing a gardening, you know, daddy. So what she did was she went to, like, a gardening, and then she brought me a flower, Shem.
Oh.
So I was still busy, like, with my, and then she just came and said, Mama, look, this is it. This is your flower. This is your flower. How? You know that short name, which, okay, what do I say now? Do I cry or do I cry?
No.
And,
Ukshaying indu, yumnandi.
Wena. And you know what she said to me? She said, Mama, say thank you, please. Say thank you. And I said, thank you, and I hugged her. So I've been happier ever since. Eh? Like, she's just one of those people that just make me happy. But now when there's no bank phone, I'm phone ella when, at least today, because I've been phoning and ungabambi before. There's this background song that you play. Mm. If you can just please tell me the name, Le.
Which one? Wait.
This one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I secretly.
Baba?
I secretly. I spice a KFC. Secret recipe of Coca-Cola.
And then they boy is ala khona manje le ethi uzowa police manxeba erabantu because I'm googling.
Yes, le ngoma le is sang by a woman in church and she was being video recorded. That's why you hear that girl says, "Oh my God."
Oh man.
And she hits those high notes. Oh, listen.
Sure, when uyasibusisa. I've been googling usibongile Khumalo.
Ah, nya kulunge lapho. Ngokushanga ama spice gale yeyeyey ngokushanga ama spice.
Noma mthiba ungizame ngale yakho phela. Angizama ngiyacela please.
Lagi mali zobona.
Ena ngumntwana sezola mina ngokufakela.
Thanks for the call, Derek. Hey, Dineo.
Hi, how are you?
Ah, bona wena you're going to make me smile. Kuri bona there's no question.
O tsaba ke nna ke tla ka tawa tsa marato bathong.
Hi.
So this morning, so I've been married for 4 years.
Oh,
so this morning, kasi my daughter, I'm 17. Hagiya parking, kuthola koloi ya kwebenzela.
Isatwitse.
Isatwitse. Ha inte. Hagiya ka koloi. Aw ang lahlela ka
student. Student.
Ay. Student. Hasos maina.
No, Dineo, go parebua story se felletseng o smile le mo sfatle hong mara hona le engwe happiness smile a Dineo.
I was really happy, I was genuinely happy, I was like 4 years later, I was like,
Why over shy, Jano? After 4 years.
After 4 years.
Hey, one of booms! Umpetega, she's fragrant. No, I'll let you look. Bona, and how did you go spanning? I get out of spanning.
Hey.
Lunch in
the. I don't put some design. From security
kantle. No. Ra tempela no. Tshwantse ba tempele no Dineo. Le na kuma lunching.
Zaka wan.
O re a reng ke le fa lift. Ro reka dijo, ne? Ha ba fetse o kena le dijo mo koloing, or please, no eating in the car. My car is clean. Hala.
Ke ntle di dape. From security, the girls about to bonang, but to go like a high sign, high in Kenda.
I
can walk on a gira anna, put your hair, bang shot like a foot tank.
The Neo Copalo, Lena, the Neo Copal fish are going through Omo.
As always,
thank you. Hello, Sarah.
Hi, Njani.
Konagunjani, Mama Satakan.
Kona, Malumigam Tanam. I would like to tell you something that happened this morning.
Tell
me. After 28 years.
28 years?
Yes, I was left with a son. And today is his birthday.
Wow.
Today I got a call from his daddy. Oh. Hello, Mama Gunjani Kona. Ngicela ukuthi sishade. I would say happy birthday kumntanakho. Mina ngupingi, upingwa umntanakho. And that was a serious joke, kuthi.
Wow!
After 28 years.
Imacala! Whoa! Sarah, aume. When I know Babu Mtuana, Nijola for 28 years.
After 28 years, I'm seeing Mtuana.
uya ufuna ukubuya ngokushada
ufuna ukubuya ngokushada elisathile lo muntu lahleli khona
hey
bese yamqala
la manje athe kuthi Isho kuthi wena wakhanga imoli kula kube kwa amanzi la ayihama.
Hayi mina la wena igothe amabad la khala khona bethi boss ikorisa kakhulu metho wayeni.
Manje
malume wayithi ubuwele manje.
Emabhele wo Sara udumetsi.
Hayi akimkhoki no azimbene bakhaya bamkhoki kese eni tayena. And I'm sorry to expose him, but ke batlo mmotsa gore o ile antle ya ko mathateng ngwana hae ana le 3 years o tlo buya ka tse kolebetse gore ke tse ya ngwana hae ka tse
ah no abone mathi spoko se yakulahla isipoko se yakulahla simlahle nge birthday
exen
yo exeni Sara exeni
manje uthi ucela ukufona ukufonela umntana akhe ngithe mina angazi Sara yazi angazi ukuthi uzofona uthini mara ngicela ukuthi ungamentioni igama lami ngoba akalifuni lelo gama ukuthi mina nawe sisakhuluma kanje
no asidlali le spoko man hayi wayibhatala ngaka house aralo wena man yeses
malume malume wangana hayi sebuhluku senhlayetsing kajeko but I'm happy
gore
wayifila ekeisisting
And that is making you smile, right?
Jay.
Thank you. The best tea in the city. Weekdays, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Kaya FM 95.9.
Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more.